this is my little recording as to my thoughts to do with ebooks, and I've decided if I don't do it now, it will be beyond Greg's deadline for comments. So here's my thought on ebooks. My thoughts are divided down the middle. On one side, I am a writer and by extension a publisher, the co-owner of Emergent Publishing, and ebooks and digital publishing, publishing on demand, have opened up for writers opportunities that have just never existed before. The ability to sidestep the middleman, who is, you know, the large publishing houses, who I believe have been rather greedy in the way they have treated their writers to date. Writers can sidestep around them. I mean, even the evil empire of Amazon taking 66% of the sale of ebooks prior to the 1st of July. You're still three times better than, you know, a 10% publishing deal. So I believe that in a lot of ways, ebook and digital publishing have really given the keys to the kingdom back to writers. Yes, flip side of that is, as a reader, I want a book. And I know in conversation on Friday evening, Paul Anderson said, well, if you want the romanticism of a book and pages and smells and the rest of it, go and buy yourself a blank book and turn pages and sniff. And I do get that. It bounces a little bit off the romanticism of what Krisha Chand was talking about, photo albums and sitting Indian style, opening up a box of old photographs. But for me, I don't know, I like the printed page. There's something about the actual physicality of a book that I want. I'm not quite ready yet to let it go. And books are so much a part of my life, my partner's life, my son's life, and our house. We have a book in every single book in our house. It's one of the first things I look at when I go to somebody else's house, their bookcase and what books they have in their books, what books they have in their bookcase, because I think it tells you a lot about a person, what books they have and what books they read. And from a publisher's point of view, I guess, Paul and I have rallied against the price of ebooks, them being so bloody cheap. But I think Kate Eltham really put it all well into frame for me in an article that she wrote a few months ago for the Queensland Writers' Centre magazine. And she said that the price of an ebook is really just the price for permission to read that book, because you can't actually physically own that book. You can't put it on your shelf. You can't write your name in it. You can't lend it to your friend. Depending on what sort of ebook you're buying and what sort of a device you're reading it on, you're buying permission to read it on only one type of reader. And I guess in that way I can begrudgingly justify the cost of an ebook and why it's so much lower. But for us at Emergent and Chinese Whisperings, without digital publishing, we could never have conceived the idea of Chinese Whisperings. So, I don't think it has to be a matter of we have ebooks or we have printed books and it can be one or the other. I think that we can be magnanimous about it and we can have both. And the people who choose to read ebooks and enjoy ebooks can do so. And the people who choose to enjoy printed books can do so. And I honestly do believe we can all live happily ever after. That's my 2 cents worth.